KMJ News Time is 7:49. And if it is 7:49, which it is, and if it's Monday, which it is, that means we get to talk to Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Mr. Dillard, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So I'm a big fan of Sprouts. I love getting a number of different items there. Sprouts is generally known to be out more in the Fresno, Clovis area, a little bit more north, a little bit more, you know, northeast. But there's going to be a new location.
Yeah, it's a really cool store. I shot there myself. So there's two locations in the Fresno Clovis area. Both of them are north of Herndon. So Fresno Council Member Luis Chavez announced last week that Sprouts is planning to open a store in his district in southeast Fresno, near Clovis and Tulare Street. It's going to be part of the Fancher Creek development, which is probably kind of familiar for your listeners. This has been a project that's probably decade plus in the making. So no timeline was unveiled for when the Sprouts is going to open. It's probably years away. Now that land is just a big dirt lot. The last construction we saw there were an apartment complex that opened there, and then these two large parking structures, which is kind of an odd sight, these two parking structures in this dirt field. And it's kind of been sitting for about 6 years, those parking structures. But that empty land is going to make way for a so-called retail power center, which is defined as a shopping center that has three or more large anchors. On average, these total around 500,000 square feet. The Business Journal previously reported that this project could be up to 1 million square feet. So that's a pretty big shopping center. River Park, the Target shopping center, where Target and Best Buy, that's kind of a good example of the power center. River Park is also a good example because the same developer, Lance Cashin and Company, is also putting Fancher Creek together. And they obviously have some experience with large retail developments. Councilmember Chavez says there's going to be 8 to 10 more retail tenants to announce soon for that project, which the retail part is called Marketplace at Fancher Creek. Very exciting part, very exciting news for a fast-growing part of town, and we'll definitely keep you posted.
We're talking with Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. All right, Fresno's Vino Grill and Spirit, that's a fun place. It's been under the same ownership for quite a while, the Van Fleets, but that might be changing.
Yeah, this is a long-time Fresno business, especially when it comes to restaurants. And it's a favorite of wine drinkers, and as you mentioned, it's been sold. Husband and wife team Jen and Chuck Van Fleet opened Vino Grill and Spirits in the Via Montana Shopping Center. It's over by Champlain and Shepherd. After 16 years in business, they've completed a sale of the restaurant and wine bar this past week. The Van Fleets are very active in the community. They took the lead in making their restaurant safe during the pandemic. They've also supported other restaurants, schools, churches, first responders during the pandemic. Chuck was also the Fresno chapter president for the California REITs Restaurant Association, just really helping to promote the local industry. They wanted to take some time for themselves, so they sold the restaurant to a gentleman named Chad Hurst, who has a dozen years in the food service industry. He's worked for companies including Vitapack Citrus and Lyons Magnus. No major changes are planned. It's going to be the same high-end wine bar, nice hors d'oeuvres sort of place. And wish good luck to Chad and the new crew as they take this new venture under new ownership.
For those who haven't been there, I mean, you've been there. I've been there. I've always felt it was it had the feel of a tapas bar.
Yeah, it really does, and that's the sort of offering that's not, I think there might be one other tapas place here in Fresno, but it's definitely unique, a very fun place.
No question about it. All right, he is Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Gabe joins us every Monday at about 7:47. Gabe, always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you.